Item 433, request of Jeff Cole to address council regarding public amenities for Central East Side.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're already getting lots of jazz hands.
Thank you. Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, I'm here to speak. I've given you some materials.
And I'm sorry, I'll restart your time. Okay. Could you state your name for the record?
Okay. Thank
you. Sorry about that.
No worries. I'm Jeff Cole, and I live in Sunnyside. And I'm here today to talk about the city's option to purchase 1.31 acres located approximately at Southeast 14th and Morrison. This is part of a large block. It's a very important block. And I'd like to talk about the things that make Portland special. We have things like the Rose Garden, and we have newer amenities like the Chinese Garden. These are the things that make Portland special. And I believe this super block needs attention, not just in the realm of parks, but as something that's planned outside the silos, something that's planned on a larger sense by the city. And so I'm here to say that each council member has a stake in this 1.31 acres that we must purchase by May 29th, 2017, or we lose the chance to purchase it because of a second option that starts on June 1st. Now, I can look at each one of you and say there is something for each of you in this property. For instance, Commissioner Saltzman is part of this project on the acreage that the city already owns, and building a community center is a planned subterranean parking structure. If we purchase this 1.31 acres, we can maximize the potential of this underground parking structure to service not only the community center, but Revolution Hall and other developments in the area. In the long term, this would help transportation, reduce the impact of on-street parking, and improve transportation. So we should look at this 1.31 acres as facilitating that. Mayor Wheeler, this is a perfect opportunity for the Portland Development Commission to think outside the silos, look at this total acreage that's inside the Central East Side Urban Renewal Area to create something special for the Central East Side that's on par of Pioneer Square, that's on par of the park blocks, that's on par of the new park blocks that are in the Pearl District and in the other areas that we develop. When we plan something like the Zidell Yards, we plan new amenities to make those areas work. We've rezoned a lot of properties in the Central East Side from EG1 to EX and move that zoning over to Gateway so we could accommodate more residential in this area. Thousands of units are being built. This is the primary spot to create public amenities in this spot. I've already discussed the issue with Commissioner Fritz, and we've had a lot of dialogue on this. But I think we can look at this through a lens that's larger than parks. And so I really encourage you to do this because we only have a few days to take action, and then it's out of our hands forever. But I think we have to make sure that the parts create a greater whole, and this 1.31 acres is a critical part of this, and I would love the opportunity to discuss this with your staff and further if you're interested.
Great.
So may I just make a statement for the record?
Please,
on this?
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. And you and Marianne Schwab, who's also here, and others have been very diligent on this particular property. So I want to make sure that people at home know what we've done in terms of assessment. We did look at that property. It was, as you said, it's only 1.3 acres, and the school district's potential asking price was $10 million. So $10 million is more than we usually pay for a whole park development, as well, rather than just for the site. We did look at it as to could it be used for affordable housing, could it be used for the navigation centre. Neither Mark Jolin or the director of the Housing Bureau was interested in that. And we just can't, we don't have the $10 million. And the site's not included in the master plan. So the community knew when we did the master plan that the site was the site, and we simply don't have the money to be able to buy this additional property.
Can I respond? I would say, first of all, we have $60 million sitting in system development charges as we speak. Certainly, we could look at this property as something that could be bought on contract. That is a typical real estate transaction where we wouldn't have to pay the full sum. The money is going to Portland Public Schools, and they may well be back next year to ask for some help from the city, if depending on how things go in Salem. I would also say that's... So we have the southeast area, and this is right on the border of the southeast and central east side system development charges border. And the site is actually inside the border. But in Southeast Portland, over $20 million in system development fees have been collected, and less than $2 million has been spent in Southeast and parks. I really think we have to look at this. I'll throw out one more idea. It turns out that James Beard graduated from Washington High School.
Right.
And I think this would be the ideal site for a James Beard public market. Using part of that acreage, they need about 50,000 square feet on the main level. But they could put cold storage in the subterranean area.
Mr. Cole, I have to interrupt you because I forgot to say something, and that is that, as you know, the option says that we can buy it if we're going to immediately proceed to building the community center. And probably $60 million is much of that system development charge money has already been allocated, and we do not have the capacity to build and operate a new community center at this time, although we will hopefully be going out for a capital bond within the not-too-distant future.
That said, and I'm sure yeah. Commissioner Fritz does know the details. Could you email that to me? I'd actually like to read that this afternoon.
Okay, great. I will.
Not making any promises or representations, but it's interesting, and I want to take a look at it.
I would like the opportunity to share with all of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.